Life is full of
Have you ever been illumined?
Illumined.
Have you ever been illumined? Instant illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byron, Dean of Universal Healing in Campo, California, speaking to you from Ovary, Nigeria, at a table surrounded by seminar goers of some of the most illuminati of Nigeria, the most esteemed, intelligent, remarkable men and women of the entire nation of Nigeria are gathered here for this seminar, ready to share ideas on learning how happy heart heals. And with that comes instant illumination. And many of them have said, well, I'd like to have that instant illumination. I'd like to have that healing that a happy heart brings. And I said, well, I'd start laughing. And they all come to the table being very serious men and women of Nigeria who are, you know, the intellectual people of Nigeria. Yeah, serious, you know, this push, it's all serious. You know. And I say, now let's get a smile on there. Let's get a smile on there, right, Joe? Let's get a smile on there. Life is fun and joy, not such a serious thing. Can you imagine going up to a little child and saying, laugh? And you got a serious look on your face and what did I do wrong? what are you going to punish me about? I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything, you know. But if you go up to a child with a smile on your face, you're neat. You're a great kid. What were you about? Well, I was watching what you do. What were you watching? Well, I was watching how you were throwing that ball into that hole. And every time you threw the ball in the hole, it went in the hole. How did you do that? Are you Tiger Woods or something like that? And they say, yeah, that's my middle name. My dad named me Tiger Woods because every time I threw a ball into the hole, it landed in the middle. And he says, I deserve to have the name Tiger Woods. And I said, how did you do that? It's just, I think of nothing else when I'm throwing the ball. I throw the ball into the middle of the hole and it goes there. And then I think of something else. But while I'm doing it, I think one-pointed. I think only one thing. And I say, wow, you are illuminated. You've had an illumination that is just absolutely outstanding. And he says, yeah, I did, didn't I? You know, kids are like that. They just appreciate how good they are. Wouldn't you say? They just appreciate how good they are. Yes. Every one of us has a kid inside of us. And some of us never grow out of it. Some of us wish we could stay more of the kid. But the child in us is the one who takes pride in doing a simple thing like throwing a ball into a hole continuously, throwing a basketball or a soccer ball or something like that. Did you know that every soccer player is an absolute idiot? They think they're going to take that ball and send it someplace. And they don't know on which side of their head the ball is going to hit or what it's going to hit, the shoulder or whatever. But they send that ball where they want it to go, and they use the body mechanics, and there's nobody who can say that it bends just this way, you got your muscle just this way to send that ball. They send that ball mentally. We think they're doing it with their head or their physical thing or their kicking or something. They're sending it mentally. And if you ever watch a soccer game and see the magic of these people, they go running along and they put their foot out where it never was before, and they go, and the ball goes backwards, and the guy over here catches it, and into the goal it goes. Magic. Absolute magic. Because they think where they want to go. They think what they want to do, and it does that. Now, the little boy who threw the ball into the hole, and his daddy calls him Tiger Woods, you watch that kid's going to grow up to be. He's going to be a magic boy because he's illumined. He knows that's the way to do it. How do you think Tiger Woods does his work? Tiger Woods, when he plays golf, he hits the golf ball. He's not concerned with what the club does or anything. He's only concerned the ball is here, and then the ball goes here, clink, right into the hole, or right as close as he wants it. And in tennis playing, you have the tennis racket, you know, that faces this way. How can they get that exact right racket holding so the tennis ball will go just where they want it to go? It's magic. Their body coordination and chemistry and physiology just cannot mechanically come up with that. But the divinity within them, the illumination within them, can come up with it. And they have centered in on that illumination. That's what the soccer players do. They don't take anybody to be a soccer player. You've got to have that magic inside you. And you can't put that magic there. You can't buy it. You know, it doesn't come in a bottle. It's not in Gatorade. It's something very special. And people who are in different sports, they love the sport. And loving the sport, they are one with the game and the ball. And the little boy who threw the ball in the hole, he was one with throwing the ball in the hole. He didn't have a lot of skills, but that was a skill that he developed. And it'll stand him all his life. Now, we have the ability to develop the skill of thinking our thought. Now, can we, like Tiger Woods, think our thought here and have our result here? Or do we think our thought here and the result comes somewhere else? Practice, practice, practice with our thinking, not with the ball, not with the golf club, not with throwing things, not with soccer, but with our head. You take a dozen guys, and out of a dozen, one may be a soccer player of merit, of note. And it's not because he's so fast, not because he's so skilled in any other way, but because he sees the ball where he wants it to go, and it goes there. And he has his foot, his head, his whatever, in the right place to put it there. Now you and I, we can think the right thoughts, and we can have the right life, just by putting the right thought in motion about ourselves. What do you think about yourself? Do you think I am God? Do you think I like me? Do you think I am master of my world? Do you think I am a happy person? Do you think I am wealthy? Do you think I'm healthy? And on and on and on. If you think those thoughts, do not think they're opposite. Because the minute you think they're opposite, your ball is not going to go in that hole. The minute you think the opposite of being healthy, wealthy, happy, hearty, or whatever, you're going to get that. Why me, O Lord? Because that's what you thought. And you're the master, and you're the Lord. That's why. You're the thinker, and you're the thought, and you're the action, and you're the reaction. And it's up to us to put those thoughts into motion to get the results we want. Easy as pie, but consistency, that's what it takes. Even when you are sick, you say, I'm whole and perfect. And then the wholeness and perfection results. But if you say, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, I get sicker, 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 you know, and you're out of business. And then you're dead. Then you're off on your next dimension. Now, there are many ways to go to your next dimension. Sick, dead, and hurt, accident, all these other things, but you don't want to do that. When you go to your next dimension, you say, I'm going to my next dimension. Goodbye. Goodbye, world. See you later, maybe. But and then you're off. You don't have to mess up your body. You don't have to kill yourself. You don't have to die. You don't have to be sick. You don't have to in any way. Just click your finger. Now, you think that's not true? The Missing Persons Bureau, they list people by their tons, and they don't list all of them. They're missing. They just disappear off the face of the earth. Now, they can't all have met foul play, because the foul play ones we hear about in the papers, but what they've done is they moved to another dimension. And they took their bodies with them. And you say, that person took their body with them. Next, I didn't know they had that spiritual illumination. There's a lot we don't know about others. They kind of hide it behind themselves. Tiger Woods had hidden behind him the genius he was. The soccer players, until they're tested, you don't know which one's going to be the best player. And you, the master of all, need... Have a good day. I love you.